7. They're under pressure.
We come to you, and O God, knowing that thou art our only King.
You're listening to the program Bookshelf on IRIB English Radio with Brother Yasser Ibrahim.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد وعجل فرجهم السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. Dear listeners, welcome to another episode of Bookshelf on IRIB English Radio with me, Brother Yasser Ibrahim. Again, I hope and I pray and I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to accept all the efforts, all the ibadat, all the acts of worship of our dear brothers and sisters, whoever they may be in the world during this blessed month of Ramadan. And we are of those who truly understand and perceive the reality of this month of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, or this month that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given to us as a means to earn His proximity. For it is only that person who earns the proximity of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala who will be felicitous, who will be successful. And hence, this blessing of being given the opportunity by that particular person to reach Him is one of the greatest blessings that we as Muslims, as we as human beings, have. So in that regard, we will be introducing a book that deals with the subject of the holy month of Ramadan that hopefully, inshallah, we all can benefit from. So please stay tuned for our next segment where we will be introducing this book to our dear listeners, inshallah.
Love is everywhere. So much peace fills up the air. Ramadan, month of the Quran. I feel it inside. Strengthen my iman, but how I wish you'd be here with me all year around. Ramadan, 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 ya Habib. Ramadan, Ramadan, laytaka dawman.
Welcome back, dear listeners, to our program Bookshelf on IRIB English Radio. Again, our congratulations and our hoping that all of your ibadat, your acts of worship, your extra salah, your fasting is accepted in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So the book that we would like to introduce to our dear listeners today is titled Ramadan with the Holy Quran, 30 Lessons in 30 Days. Which is quite a nice title, that for every single day and for every single blessed day of the holy month of Ramadan, a person has one lesson that they can learn from the Holy Quran. So a person is doing both reciting the Holy Quran, which itself is something that is extremely emphasized to do in the blessed month of Ramadan. As we know, that one of the best acts to do in the blessed month of Ramadan is to recite the noble Quran and the glorious Quran. So again, this book, the title being Ramadan with the Holy Quran, 30 Lessons in 30 Days. It is a book that was written by Sheikh Mohsin Qaraati, and it was translated by Brother Sayyid Al-Hakim, or rather Sayyid Samir Al-Hakim. The book was published by Ansarian Publications in the holy city of Qom in Iran, and it was published in the year 2017. So as the title clearly indicates, it is a book that has 30 chapters or 30 particular lessons that can be taken from the noble Quran, from the glorious Quran, that a person can read during the holy month of Ramadan. That is at least one verse of the holy Quran a person reads. But not only does a person read the verse, the person becomes more acquainted with the verse, the translation of the verse, the meaning of the verse, the lessons that the verse may contain. And what is important is not only to just know that these things are occurring, we are learning these things, it is important also to take life lessons from it, to implement those teachings in our own lives, especially during the blessed month of Ramadan. For example, the author speaks about angels in the Holy Quran. Or for example, the author speaks about the best kind of expenditure. or Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's successor in the world. And all of this coming from where? From the verses of the glorious Quran. So obviously, as we know, the book contains 30 chapters, each chapter dealing with one verse of the noble Quran, and then the explanation of that particular verse. So the book, as we mentioned, was translated by Sayyid Samir Hakim. Sayyid Samir is somebody from one of the brothers from Australia. He translated this work, and it begins and explains the reason why he translated it, and he has a translator's note at the beginning of the book. And here he writes that after over a year of working slowly but surely, this translation has finally come to an end as the second translation of a series of booklets published by the author. Inshallah, there's another booklet that the Sayyid has translated that hopefully, inshallah, we will mention in one of our other episodes. And then he speaks about the works of Shaykh Qarati. He says that his works are easy to understand and answer some complex questions in a simple manner. Shaykh Qarati, as many of you may know, is one of the scholars in Iran, in Qom, especially when it comes to the Quranic sciences, the Hadith sciences, and he's very good at giving short, precise, answers regarding certain things from the Holy Quran. And he's one who always emphasized the teaching of these Quranic sciences, especially the tafsir. He has a tafsir known as Tafsir al-Nur, which was published in 10 volumes in Farsi. And it has obviously an English translation, but the English translation, unfortunately, is very difficult to find. So his works are easy to understand and answer some complex questions in a simple manner, bringing to light to the youth the essence of faith in a bite-sized format that's easy to swallow. We hope this translation reflects those efforts and we ask for your prayers. So this is basically the book that Sayyid Samir translated from Shaykh Qarati, and hopefully, inshallah, we can benefit from it in the blessed month of Ramadan. Hopefully, inshallah, in our next segment, we'll be reading a portion of the book for the benefit of our dear listeners. So please stay tuned.
Among the sacred texts we have received to help us understand where we came from and where we are going as a human race are most rich in helping us find our direction. They narrate stories of our past. But where have they brought us? Where are their messages now? Are we the people of belief, or have we become the people of the boxes? Is there wisdom trapped in our bookshelves? Bookshelves, bookshelves, bookshelves.
Welcome back, dear listeners, to our program Bookshelf on IRIB English Radio with me, Brother Yasser Ibrahim. The book that we recommended or introduced to our dear listeners is titled Ramadan with the Holy Quran, 30 Lessons in 30 Days. The book was written by Sheikh Mohsen Qarati and was translated by Sayyid Samir al-Hakim. It was published by Ansarian Publications in the holy city of Qom in the Islamic Republic of Iran. So one of the lessons that is in the book speaks about a very important act, especially in the blessed month of Ramadan, that is the night prayer, that is Salatul Layl. So this is lesson number 9. So first of all, obviously, Shaykh Qarati quotes a verse of the noble Quran, the glorious Quran, and then he tries to explain it. So the first verse he mentions here is from Surah Isra. This is actually lesson 9, so Surah Isra, verse number 79, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, "And as for the night, keep vigil a part of it, as a work of supererogation for thee. It may be that thy Lord will raise thee up to a laudable station." Hijrat, so hajud gives the meaning of sleep, and tahajjud gives the meaning of keeping away from sleep with acts of worship. In the word maqaman, there is a hidden meaning due to the vowel, and in narrations, maqaman mahmuda, laudable station, is that very intercession. Three things were obligatory upon the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and that are recommended to all of us: night prayers, use of miswak, that is the wooden brush that a person brushes their teeth with from a special tree, from the bark of a special tree, and rising early in the morning. Night prayers is a prayer full of virtue, and in surahs Muzammil and Mudathir, the recommendations was emphasized, or the recommendation was emphasized. Keep vigil the night, except a little. This is Al-Muzammil, Surah number 73, verse number 2. In narrations, more than 30 virtues have been listed for night prayers, some of which are listed below. And then the author goes and mentions the virtues of the night prayer. So inshallah, we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that in this blessed month we're able to at least perform the night prayer, the Salatul Layl, in this month, and hopefully continue it in the months to come. Inshallah, until next time. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah wa barakatuh.
That was the program Bookshelf with Brother Yasser Ibrahim on RIB English Radio.
Thank you.